And is Elizabeth joining this morning?
She told me yes, but I don't know.
Well, they'll, Pankaj and Elizabeth can just join when they get around to it, and we'll just continue. Yes. So, okay, so here we are. Dennis, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good.
I'm futzing around wires.
Wasp nest or whatever there on the window. That's kind of interesting.
Behind oh, yeah, it's a hornet nest, yeah.
Oh, it's a hornet nest? Huh.
It's to terrorize little children.
Okay, so maybe the first thing we should talk about is the workshop plans. We have some updates probably since we last had our last call. Things are coming together. I don't know who that is. Somebody is joining.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, hi, Justin. Great. Plans for the workshop are taking place. This is kind of the go-to page, this curator workshop page on the wiki. You can get to it from various places, but there's a link in today's minutes. Might be helpful if you're looking for it. You might make a bookmark to it or something. There's a few little changes since we last talked. Barry is now coming on Monday and Tuesday, which is great. So I'm going to just change that real quick. So we're starting to, now that we kind of have details on when people are coming, we can start developing a more detailed agenda. Dennis, are you still able to call in on Monday and Tuesday?
The 9th yeah.
And 10th? Great.
Yeah.
Great. I got Barry to change his schedule so that he could join us on his 2 days. So probably Monday, you know, we'll do an introduction to the, to Plantiome, and then we can get started with the other things. We have an agenda page. I haven't started filling it in too much yet, but now that we know where people are and when people are going to be there, then we'll do that. And we have a number of curators. I think about 4 curators from the CG centers coming. They're in various stages of getting visas and getting their flights booked and so on. But 2 from SIP in Peru and 1 from Nigeria who works on cassava, I believe, right?
Yeah,
he works on cassava. And then Leo is coming and he's going to be representing the Musa ontology, the banana ontology, banana trait dictionaries, and also kind of representing the biodiversity people. And am I missing anyone? Is there someone?
Yes, else? You are missing Kartika. She works on the Lantil ontology.
Oh, Kathika. Is that how you pronounce your name, Kathika?
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure.
I've never met her, so I wasn't sure exactly how you pronounce it. So that's right. And the lentil ontology, I can actually just put this up here. Dennis, any updates on your new person that's you're hiring?
Not yet. We're waiting for the visa.
Oh, okay. So do you think it's possible she might be able to join the workshop?
I think so, if I can get the visa stuff cleared. She's in Florida, so it's just a matter of, you know.
Yeah, and her name is Lorena, right?
Correct.
Lorena, yeah, okay. So I still have her on here kind of as a question mark.
Yeah, well, that's why.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, yeah.
And I may have to not be there the whole day on the 9th. I may have to do something with a board member.
Yeah. Well, we kind of thought, you know, at least in the mornings, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
So we realize that, you know, your time zone is a little different. So, but if, you know, if you can join in the mornings, that's great. Like our mornings, your mornings too, but we'll probably start around 8:39 in the morning. So we'll keep you posted as the agenda develops. Okay. So Let me turn off my audio over here. I'm getting a little bit of echo.
Laurel, we can't hear you. Oh, I can't.
I thought it was just me. No, I can't hear her either.
Now, is that better?
Yep. Yeah, much okay, better.
Sorry. I was trying to get rid of the echo. So I was just saying we have, we're going to, the workshop, main parts of the workshop will be over at our conference center. We have a really nice alumni center and conference center on the edge of campus. And so that'll be over by where people are staying as well. So that'll be really convenient. So we'll keep you posted as these things develop. So news from here in terms of the ontologies, the plant we just released the last, not really the last version, but the last independent version of the plant ontology. So release version 21, and that's up on our live browser. So feel free to check it out, and there's notes on the wiki, on the Planetology wiki, if you want to have some more detail about what went into there. We have new annotation data. We had a big set of annotation data that we developed from the Plant Phenotype Pilot Project from 6 plant species. So there's some details on here about that. And we also have some new annotation data for soybean QTLs and some, a little bit of new data from Arabidopsis. But the main thing that we did this summer was this plant phenotype pilot project. And what this was it was a characterization of genes associated with mutant phenotypes in 6 plant species. And it was a consortium that was part of the Phenotype RCN project. And that paper came out in about February of 2015. And so we took all that data that was annotated for that project and reformatted it and have it in the PO database. So we're continuing to work on that, and that's we will also have Go, EO, and trait ontology annotations from that data. So we're developing the trait ontology ones right now, which is a little bit more work because they have, a lot of them have to be created because the TO wasn't annotated in that project. So any comments, questions about that? You guys are just very quiet today. So the main thing that I thought we should talk about today, and I was hoping that Pankaj and Barry would be here. Well, Pankaj and Chris maybe. Barry is in Norway, so he told me he wasn't going to be here. Was we have been working, doing some work on the TO, and I wanted to show the notes from the previous meeting that we had in September. And Dennis and I had a meeting a couple of weeks ago and talked about, we have a proposal to rename this branch of the ontology the plant morphological traits, rather than calling them anatomy and morphology traits.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem like a big change, but it did create some discussion amongst the various members of the group. And Dennis and I discussed calling it morphological rather than morphology and anatomy. In botany, those have kind of specific term meanings. But I'm going to, maybe what I'll do is I'll, since Barry and Dennis aren't here, I'll go ahead and open a tracker for this. And I think it's fairly straightforward. We've been working on going through the TO and cleaning up all the open trackers. You probably have seen some activity on there. We've kind of been focusing on the TO for the last week or so.
Yeah, and Laurel, are you planning to add the formal definition to those terms?
Yes, I think that's probably a good idea. I was actually thinking about that yesterday. That's definitely on the plan. And I was thinking of talking with you about how you're doing it too, in terms of the relations that are being used and so on.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have, you know, right now we have about 200 open trackers. So we're trying to get through those and get them cleaned up. And I have some collaborators that were waiting for terms. So we just started kind of getting that all cleaned up, and we'd like to get this upper level name changed, taken care of before the workshop.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, the idea of working on the formal definitions is really important. And we'll probably get a start on that before the workshop, but we can definitely talk about that some more and do some more of that at the workshop.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll have some time. So that'd be good. Any comments or questions on this? I think Dennis and I already discussed it, so there's some notes from the 15th on there. All right, well, let's go back to the main agenda. This is the main agenda. Here we go. So, Justin, Elser, do you want to give us a little update on where you guys are at with the Amigo 2 revisions? Open that.
Sure. So we did a full load. All the ontologies are there, all the association files, although I noticed that some of the ones from Grameen still have errors that need to be fixed. So I think next we're looking at changing the theming, like change the icon from the gene ontology one to one that we have, and fixing links and xrefs and all that kind of stuff. And Lowell's been opening tickets for most of
us. Fix in here. So just so everybody knows, the plan, now that we have the PO out, the plan is to move everything over to Amigo 2. So we've started looking at this, and you can see, maybe I could just kind of, I don't know if Dennis has ever seen this browser. So right now it looks a lot like Go. It's still using the Go format. But we have a number of our ontologies along with Go, Peyto, and a slice of the NCBI taxonomy. And there's a few other in here, like the evidence code ontology, and quality is from Go, and these three are from Go. But you see, you can go in and just select the ontology you want to look at. And there's a lot of things on here that need to be kind of tweaked, but this gives us a start. So we have a GitHub repo for the browsers. And if you go in here and go to the issue tracker, I would encourage everybody to look at Amigo 2 and try it out, and, you know, try doing the things that you're used to doing on the browsers. And if you see things that you think need to be changed, then you can open a tracker for them on here. And the way you do that is you just click on new issue, and then you can use this label, and you can label it with Amigo 2. Actually, I think I have to put a title in there. So like, I'll just make a fake one, like change colors. It's kind of minor, but, and details here. And then you can add the label for planting Amigo 2. And then on the issue list, oops, I spelled it wrong, but that's okay. I'll revise that one and make it something useful. Chris is probably going, what is going on over there? So, and that way, Justin can track these and the things that are not working. So we've identified a few things, like the filters don't work, and the links to the GitHub issue trackers aren't working, and obviously the colors are wrong. Anyway, so this has some new functionalities, and a lot of the things need to be rejigged, and then eventually this will go behind our Plantium front page for the browsing purposes for the ontology. So.
And just, I have a question, Lowell. When you look at the list of the ontology, it's very confusing to see that plant ontology and Peyto has Yeah, have only three concepts.
Yeah, those are, as far as I can tell, those are relationship types, not actual.
It's all the namespaces. Namespaces. It's what it's doing is it's pulling them from the namespaces. Because these, like plant anatomy, is one branch of the PO, and the plant structure development stage is the other branch. So they have different namespaces. And then these ones that have plant ontology.
So yeah, if you click on the plus, you can see what which ones they are.
Relations. So, you know, that's one of the things this page is one of the things that I really don't like about Amigo 2. This way that this is, so, you know, but we'll just have to kind of keep identifying things and see if we can come up. It would be nice to have some sort of a beginning page where it has a tree of the ontologies. That's what I would like to see. But I don't know if that's a possibility. You know, our other browsers, so like our,
it's the CROP-dev, isn't it?
I've got too many of them here.
About halfway down?
Here we go.
Oh, that one'll work.
Yeah, so like here, if you go in and browse, I think this sort of look is, would that be more intuitive, do you think, Marie-Angelique?
Yeah, I mean, when you don't have any clue of what you will find in the ontology, it's convenient. But most of the time, I'm using only the search, you know, field. Once you are familiar with the ontology, you don't need to really browse it, because especially when they are very big, I mean, that's not very informative. And especially with all the different types of relationships. So, yeah. Because ontology are not really tree, it's more graph.
Right.
So yeah, it's very hard to represent a graph in the intuitive way. So
Justin, are there any plans for having a graph viewer on here?
I believe there already is. It's just not obvious where.
Well, it doesn't work though. I mean, it doesn't work for us. So all it does is it links out to QuickGo. So if we look at a TV
No, it does. You can like click on a term and then click on inferred tree view.
Right, but the graph view is what I'm saying doesn't work. The tree view is, yeah. But of course, this is the problem. So this thing with the filters is really an issue. So, you know, if you go to TO, pick a term, go to that term, and then I go back, you completely lose everything.
So right, from my conversations with Seth and Chris, that's sort of by design. I don't know exactly what their reasoning for it is, but it's they coded it to do it that way for some reason.
Okay, but maybe for Go they want that, but I mean we need to decide if that's how we want it to work for us.
I know. Yeah, and they have a ticket for it, but like I said, it would have to be a pretty large rewrite of the code to fix it.
So the workaround is then, I find this kind of awkward. You have to do, the suggestion was you have to open a new tab.
Oops.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, a new tab or a new window.
So say I want to look at the TO. Now I can find it. Here we go. Okay. It doesn't seem to work.
It's the one to just to the right of the open tab.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to click it, but it wouldn't. I think it was the little Zoom thing was covering on my screen. Because I'm like, it won't do anything. So then we could look at this term. Okay, so let's look at a term here. So from here, the graph view thing does not work.
Well, it does. Not just the QuickGo one doesn't. If you click, where it says additional internal viewing options, if you click on one of those, they'll work. The where it says graphical view PNG. Down. There you go.
But it's not like you can browse it or anything. Oh, okay, so that worked. What's that doing? No, that doesn't work. See, that still goes to go. I mean, there are, you know, there are GraphView tools that we could use, perhaps. So this goes to OLSB. Oh, so this does work. Okay, this is good. This is the kind of thing I would like to see. Because then you can kind of browse through it.
Yeah. Yeah, the only one that doesn't work is that Quick Go.
So what is the plan with that then? Are we just going to get rid of that tab?
Well, I wouldn't get rid of the tab, but maybe get rid of the Quick Go link.
Yeah.
That would be good. Oops, now I've got to go back here. Right.
Either that or talk to EBI about what we need to do to get.
Well, I think, let me do this again. Okay, so GraphView. So this one is the one, I'll open a separate tab here so we can look at it side by side. This is cool. So I'll look into this and make sure that they're, where they're pulling the ontology from and stuff. Austin, do you remember a current term that we've added? Let me think. You can search for a current term and see if this is updated. What's that?
Spine petiole is the one that I keep going back to.
Petiole?
Yeah.
How about panicle density? Panicle density. Oh, that says it's a PO term. That's weird.
It had both.
Yeah.
And why panicle density?
Just because I know that I added it like the day before yesterday or yesterday. I just wanted to see if they had like the really up-to-date terms, if it was being updated frequently. This is actually really interesting. So this is a completely new thing that I've used the OLS Viz before, and this is from EBI, but this is actually quite cool. And the neat thing is, I think you can pull it around. This is actually the top. And then if you mouse over these, you can see the TO term. So that's a very, very neat tool to have. Huh, very cool. I think we learned something today. Okay, so let's look at some other features of the page. So here's our accession number, the name, this is the namespace, synonyms, definition. So this should take us to the annotation page. Okay. We're going to end up with lots of tabs open, direct and indirect annotations. And then you should be able to view them from here as well. Okay. So this is good. And we'll just have to kind of work on making sure that all these links are working and so on. Is the PubMed link working? Looks like PubMed is working. That's great. Yeah, okay. So anyway, Justin, so what's the time frame in terms of getting the theming done? And
I'm compiling a list of questions to ask Seth and Chris. It depends on how difficult it is. In theory, they told us the theming shouldn't be that hard, but I spent the last couple of days trying to dig through it, and I think I dug myself into a hole, and I need to ask rather than keep trying.
Maybe the thing to do is to try to set up a call with them.
Yeah.
Chris was away last week, but we should be able to, maybe we could do it this week.
Yeah, I'll.
Did you want to look after organizing a meeting with them? And sure. I'd be happy to take part in that too. It might be a lot of techno babble, but it'd be interesting to sit in on it. Austin, you might want to sit in on it too.
Definitely would.
Yeah.
Some famous person said, when you're in a hole, stop digging.
Yeah. So let's just see what else we have here. Bird tree view is good. Ancestors and children, and then the mappings. So one question, Justin, I didn't really understand Chris's comment.
I don't either.
just for everybody's knowledge, on a lot of these terms, when you go to mappings, let me find a different term that we can show you. We have links out to the GitHub trackers, which is really helpful. I find this list so weird because it's like random. It's not like it's just the top terms. It doesn't seem to have any logic behind how they get it here.
Maybe the ID number, no?
I have no idea. But like basal tiller length is 1,005.
Yeah, okay.
Not number one. Oops. There we go. See, this is such a pain. I'm hard to get used to this. Okay.
Yeah, I have an ID of one that you're that
okay.
Has.
So,
PO:00:30002. Sorry. Yeah, 30002. You need another zero.
30002.
You need to undo your filter for plant trait.
And I can just hit enter there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, there we go. So if we look in mappings, see there's this XREF to the GitHub tracker, and these are not working. And when I posted a tracker about that, and Chris said we should just put in the URLs. So I didn't know if that meant in Amigo or I don't know.
I don't know.
You could follow up with him about that and find out what that means.
What I actually think he meant is put them into the OWL file. So rather than having PO:00:300 have the full link there, but that seems like a really roundabout way to do it. So I don't know if that's what he meant.
That's possibly what he meant. I don't know. But maybe you could follow up with him and see if there's a way that we could make it work in Amigo, because it works in Amigo 1.5 and 1.8.
Right.
So apparently it's all different the way it's done.
Yeah, so even Amigo 1.5 and 1.8 handled it different. Amigo 1.5 had the name munger where I would go in and manually change the links.
Uh-huh.
Amigo 1.8 would download an XREF file from Go. And if we wanted to add our own XREFs to it, I had to go in and add them manually to that. And then it would run some scripts that would add them to the database. But as far as I can tell, Amigo 2 doesn't do that. So I actually haven't figured out how Amigo 2 handles the mappings yet.
Okay, good. So that's something that needs to be sorted out because we're going to have new, you know, data sources and so on. And
right. I mean, I think I don't know what Chris meant, but I thought what we were supposed to be doing was adding them to the base Go XREF, you know, master file
so that
when we did the install, it would pull those down.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that's, but I don't know if that's actually how it does it anymore.
Okay.
But can you add a JavaScript function to, you know, to have the link? And so when you click to make it at the link, and when you click on it, it will send you where you want to?
Well, that's sort of what it does. It's just how it's already set up to do that. It's just it only does it for ones that it recognizes.
Okay.
So I think we just need to add it to the list, you know, PO:00:get to the list of XREFs that it says, okay, oh, when I see these, take the number 300 and then create a link based on, you know, this rule. I just haven't figured out where it's pulling those rules from.
Yeah, okay.
Good. So that's something that would be good to address because we've got a kind of a lot of trouble to put those in.
Mm-hmm.
And to go in and change them all to the URL is just, it's not really feasible. And I'm not sure how that would work in here. See, this is something that Go doesn't do, but it's been part of our workflow for a long time. So I don't know. The other thing, Justin, what about the links? You know, we use this definition doesn't have a POID in it, but a lot of our definitions do. Let me go to the
Yeah, I know we never got that to work on the older Amigo. We'll have to ask. I don't know.
Yeah, so I mean, these are another thing that would be great to have working. See, the in the XREF field, the Golink works.
Oh, that's in the definition field.
Yeah, it's the DBXREF. This it's not in the definition, but here this one in the definition doesn't. So
oh. Yeah, if you want, the same way we did that on the Crop Ontology website, and we just wrote a piece of JavaScript that would look for a parenthesis and then some sort of namespace, so PO or GO or TO, and then it will be directly the link. And we'll add using JavaScript. So if you want, we can share this piece of code with you. If you can add JavaScript to this Amigo 2, I don't know how it works, so that.
Yeah.
Most of it is already in JavaScript. It's just a matter of where to add it.
Yeah, so maybe.
But I want to check. I want to stay as close to, the base Amigo as we can, so that as they're updating, we can stay current. But if we have to, we create our own stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, we may want to customize it a little.
Mm-hmm. And because even the Japanese is not really working pretty well.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's an encoding sec thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I fixed it a second ago, but then it changed back. I don't know why. It should be Unicode, right? Yeah, there we go. Okay. So this is a good thing to do. And in the meanwhile, Justin and the Amigo 2 team are working on this. We're working on getting the TO ready and working on getting all the annotation files cleaned up and ready to go in, because they all have links out to the various sources. I have a whole bunch of dog things on here. That's, I don't know what this is.
So that's not ours.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Canis. Yeah. Canis Lucas. No. So this is for the annotation filtering. We have all the different sources, I believe, here. That's interesting. Okay. Are we going to be able to sort by species?
Should be able to.
Excellent.
If all you want to do, well, yeah, we don't load the panther data, but you can pick species from the taxon list. Or if you just have a list, then you just click on the taxon thing at the top of the column.
Here?
Yep. That'll automatically sort them alphabetically by.
Right, but say I want to look at all the ones from Arabidopsis.
Oh, then yeah, you just click on the plus sign next to Arabidopsis.
So where is Arabidopsis?
I don't know. You're on the Gene Ontology site, not ours.
So let's go back to our page here. Here's annotations. Okay, I see what you're saying, yes. Okay, so let's look at source here. And are we not loading the panther families? Or stump families?
No, according to Chris and Ponkage, they said we don't need it, so.
But I thought you were doing a big analysis of all the different.
Yeah, it's under taxon.
Yeah, and then are we going to have it in paranoid families on here?
I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. So here, okay, so here's our. This looks more sensible. Yes. Aspect. Okay, so here is where we can filter by our species that we have. Yes, very nice. So it does a lot of the same things as we have. Let's go and look at some other. So now if I want to get rid of that, I just cancel that. Looks like that link needs to be updated. It's going to the old site. Okay, so anyway, Dennis, do you have any other updates from your end? I'm sorry if we kind of got down in the weeds here.
No, I'm messing around with right now doing some in situs on some things that I want to do for that sequence of images we talked about, where we can go from the structure to the go term and in between have a image of the structure. You'd see it normally and then an image of it with an in situ for the genes that are involved. It's sort of a different kind of expression data, right?
Right. Yeah.
But I think that's a value because then people going for the go term will go through to a,
absolutely,
that and an image and vice versa. So I've got a couple of things picked out that we're working on right now. One of them is genes that are involved in sporangial development because sporangium's in everything, all plants. So, okay. So that's what I'm working on right now. And then I'll work that out with the other Justin, I guess.
Yeah, with the BIS group. So that's great, Dennis. And if you, you know, if you need to discuss about if you need PO terms, you know, if you identify things that we're missing, we can definitely add those.
Well, that's what we'll do, right. Yeah. And then I guess I should mention, in January, we're starting on the second edition of my plant anatomy book, the other co-author and I, which has got a virtual plant site with it in a CD. So I'm going to try to link all of our lab images there into to the PO.
Cool.
Try to make those congruent. Maybe. Because it's also got a glossary in it, so I need.
Yeah.
So I'll probably start through that glossary.
And so this will be an online part of the text.
It's already on. It's called the virtual plant.
Yeah.
You can go to it. I'll send you the URL.
I think I've seen that.
I think you guys have looked at it before.
That's with the group from New York University, right?
No, they called something called the virtual plant, which is a whole different thing in our genomics consortium. But before that, we had the one for this textbook on plant anatomy. It's called, I have it here, I think.
So it's not.
Yeah, the title of the thing is called Plant Anatomy and Applied Approach. It's Springer now. Wiley. It was Blackwell. It came out about, I don't know when it came out. 2008. So they want a second edition.
Does this look like the right thing?
And so we're doing for the second edition actually is I suggested that all of our examples of structures come from model species to give it a broader use for people.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. Very good. Well,
that's why I need to get a person here.
Yeah. Well, I hope that gets resolved fairly soon.
I do too. I'm going nuts on this.
Yeah, it takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So this looks like, does this look like the right link, Dennis? Can you see my screen with the magnolia on it? I think it's a magnolia.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Says.
Yeah, that's it. But there's an actual website too, besides trying to sell you the book.
So, you know, in there it says the companion website, the virtual plant. So I click there and that goes to this.
Yeah, this thing should go.
Let's see.
Should just go to the.
Click here to enter. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Nice. illustrated glossary. Oh, very nice. All right, let's go look at.
So there's a glossary that's sort of illustrated with very crude line art in the actual textbook. But these things you've got here are set up to be also part of it is our labs, and they're set up with images.
Nice.
So see, we have that. So this all needs to get linked in at some way.
Yeah, we could definitely link this to the PO term.
Yeah, so I, you know, the problem is one of the co-authors is in London, and the other one's in South Africa. So it's kind of, but we're all going to be together, I think, in January in London.
Okay, well, that's very cool. We'll be looking forward to seeing how that evolves. This looks like a great resource. I'll have to explore it a little bit more.
Yeah, but it's got stuff I think that we can interface with, and vice versa.
Yeah, definitely.
And since I own it, I can do it, you know.
And you own all those images?
Yeah, I don't have any copyright issues because it's my book and I can do with it what I want.
That's nice.
Well, no, I meant, you know, if you publish a paper, you own the rights to your images and stuff for your own use.
Definitely, yeah.
And this is a non-commercial use, and it's actually better for the publisher because it gives them free advertising, I presume.
Sure, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. And Dennis, are you traveling next week, or are you around for the?
What's happening? What's next? No, I'm here all next week.
You're here next week. Well, I think we're going to have an ontology meeting next Tuesday as well.
I thought I saw that in the calendar.
Yeah, because things are sort of piling up before the workshop. We got lots of
That'll be fine. And I'll be around for the workshop. There is a potential conflict for part of the first day.
Yeah.
And other than that, I'm okay. It's just that I have to go to some thing for journal editors on the 11th. And so it makes it very difficult.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, because I think on the 11th we're gonna have a little bit of a different format, because we have a little problem because we can't get the rooms on the 11th. So we're gonna have some probably free time for the visitors and some breakout time to work on projects that we have going on together and so on.
Yeah,
so that's fine if you can.
It'd just be difficult for me to go to Corvallis and then go from Corvallis to Charlottesville, Virginia. It would probably take me 2 days.
It's not exactly on the way to Charlottesville, no.
Charlottesville's not on the way to anything.
We should be able to set up web conferencing without any problem, because we'll have good Wi-Fi over there at the Alumni Center, so it shouldn't be a problem. Just kind of keep me posted on your schedule, and I'll keep you posted on the schedule for the meeting plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Things are coming together.
Good.
So the other things that we have going on, we're kind of getting down towards the end of the hour. I know we started a tiny bit late today, but we are organizing a workshop on systems biology and ontologies workshop at PEG again this year. That's the same one
that we've been
for 4 years now. We just sent out invitations yesterday. So a bunch of invitations for speakers went out yesterday. So hopefully we can line up some good speakers. Got some good people invited, but there's the abstract for the workshop itself. Dennis, do you know if you're going to be at PEG?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Great, great. You want to give a talk?
Yeah, I could do.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Pankaj is planning to give a talk, or he's planning on someone giving a talk on the Plantome project itself, since we're a new, you know, since we have a new mandate and so on. We haven't really talked about the Plantome there for a long time.
Yeah, if I were to give a talk, I think I'd like to talk about this concept of, you know, going from Go terms into Po terms, and what transitional information should be incorporated would be useful, and then use an example.
Yeah, that would. I think that'd be really interesting.
Yeah,
you'll have to kind of see. I don't. You know, it's sort of hard.
Yeah, well, it's not. You know, if you need it, you need it. If you don't, you don't.
Okay, thanks.
I'm not going. I don't get that out of shape about stuff like that.
We can slot you in.
Or not.
Or not. Okay.
Slot me out, and I will not be offended.
Thank you. So that's going on at PEG. That's Saturday morning, 8 a.m., which is always our time slot, the first day of PEG. And then the other thing that's going on that I didn't really fill in any details here, but it's underway. The planning is underway, I think. We're planning on having another curator workshop. I think the 3 days at the end of PEG. So let me just pull up my calendar. Show you the exact dates. Turn off a few of these. There's plenty of them. Okay. I think we're looking at maybe, Marie Angelique, have you guys talked about this at all?
Not really. We just discussed that Elizabeth will send an email to know who will be at PAG.
Okay.
So yeah, we just discussed that. We didn't go any.
Okay, so she's going to send it out to all the CG centers.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're thinking what we might do is have it start Tuesday afternoon and then Wednesday afternoon and then all day Thursday and Friday, because there's things going on in the mornings on Tuesday and Wednesday that people may want to take part in, but the afternoons are quite open. So yeah, and we're hoping that maybe Chris can come on these 2 days and help run the workshop in terms of protégé and getting the people trained with using GitHub and so on. So this would mostly be for the curators from the various CG centers around the world. There's quite a few more who can't come in November to Corvallis, so we're hoping to be able to catch a number of them here. And I think Elizabeth's group is kind of taking the lead on organizing this, so we'll keep you posted on that as that evolves, so that'll be good. And the other thing I put on the list here was the ICBO conference that's planned for Corvallis next summer. And I was hoping maybe Pankaj could give us an update on it. So there's the webpage, and I'm sorry that I don't know any more of the details about it. But Pankaj has been working with Barry and various other planning people on getting this going. So the plan is to have it here in Corvallis the 1st through the 4th of August next summer. So you'll probably be hearing more about that as time goes on too. So that's all I have.
Okay, so we're going to meet again next week. Is that correct?
We'll meet again next Tuesday.
Okay, fine.
Thank you for that. Yes, I've got that on the agenda here. Yeah, so if there isn't anything else, I think we can wrap up.
Okay, see you next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dennis. It's good talking to you. And Kat.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.